Thank you very much to all of you for coming. My name is Daniel Izquierdo. I'm coming from Madrid. We still have some money to come here in Spain. Well, I'm from the Universidad Rey Juan Carlos. I just finished a PhD now. It was mostly focused on the analysis of Mozilla community. And the idea of this presentation is just to draw some lines about how important could be to analyze, let's say, Floss, the meaning is free, libre, open source software, okay? About Floss communities. So I will use free software or open source or libre software even. So libre is a Spanish word meaning free as in free beer, but also free as in free speech, okay? Well, if you want to stop me and have some questions, please do it. The name of Bitergia is that we are just starting a spin-off from the university, but this is also related to the idea of providing metrics about Floss communities. This is not working. Hello. Okay, now. As you probably know, and as you can see in the Linux stack, Floss communities are more than open source. I mean, if you are a company, perhaps you are just willing to take some free software and play with the software and modify the software. But after all, communities are this, are people. You are part of the communities. You are here maybe as a developer. Maybe you are here because you are a translator. Me as a researcher. I'm also part of the community because perhaps my research could be useful for companies or maybe for other communities. So let's say that Floss projects are more than source code, and there is a bunch of roles. Even lawyers are inside communities. So there are loads of people around here. So, I mean, if you check... Generally speaking, most of the analysis are done over the source code, but no one is interested except the people working in the community about the community itself. So it means that most of the analysis are focused on the source code, but companies generally are not, interested in the community, but they should, because the community is the people who are developing, who are maintaining the software, and perhaps there are some limitations that you don't really know about the community, but you would like to strengthen somehow. Okay, so just imagine there are the main developers are just, leaving the community, but you don't really know because you haven't had any kind of analysis over it. So the goal of this presentation is just to provide a set of tools, Floss tools, of course, that you can use. Indeed, you are more than welcome to come to the community and, develop or provide your opinions. So we all are able to analyze communities. I will show you later some of these tools. So in the next slides, there are some general questions. Things like, if you are in the first approach for a Floss project, perhaps you are interested in knowing who are the main developers or the profiles of each of them. Perhaps some guys are specifically, focused on C++ or Java. Some others are more Python guys. So how do we know it? Analyzing them. Okay. So indeed, are some other questions like, are main developers still working in the project or how can I contact them? So more questions, perhaps from a more industrial side. Are companies working in this project? Depending on the type of profile your company is having, perhaps you are interested more in not having companies working in a project and perhaps you want a more company-driven project, for instance, even being open source. Or perhaps you are willing to play with some other companies, like in, HTTPD from Apache, for instance, where there are full of companies. This depends on your requirements, and this is because this word that I mentioned at the beginning, analyzing the risks of Floss communities, is quite subjective, depends mostly on you. So General effort of the companies, general effort of developers, the time, the typical time of frame of activity. Perhaps some guys are only working after office time. Perhaps some guys are also working during, I don't know, from midnight to 3 a.m. Who knows? So all of this type of activity can be measured. Okay, there are publicly available data sources. You can go there, you can download it, and then you can parse the log. So this is just an example. This is OpenStack. OpenStack is the libre software product from the Rackspace guys, who are the ones providing the servers to Amazon, basically. So this is just an example. Here we can see how most of the activity is done by Rackspace, okay, around 65% more or less. Then we are having some more companies here, like Open Nebula, Ansel Labs, Citrix, Linux2Go, HP. There are some big guys here like Cisco, Red Hat, or Canonical, for instance. And then some small companies like Linux2Go or these guys, Vertex or some others. So if you are interested in this, this is a way, okay, me as a company or me as a developer, do I want to play with these guys? Maybe not. Or maybe yes, I don't know. So this depends on you. But at least you can get the data. And this is helpful for you to make decisions, okay? This is just, in the end, information. Let's say a bit different chart is this one. So the same companies, well, most of more or less the same. But in this case, you can see how for Rackspace, this is the number of developers per company, okay? So in this case, we are having like only something like, 30%, well, a bit more, 40% of the developers are coming from Rackspace, while some developers from HP are having 15% of the total number of developers. So in somehow we can say that Rackspace guys are a bit more productive than the rest of the companies. Okay, they are having many more commits here if compared to the number of developers here. Okay, perhaps you have noticed that I removed Ansel Labs, and perhaps you know that Ansel Labs was bought last year by Rackspace. Perhaps they just detected that they were the second company doing commits. So this is also quite interesting from an industrial perspective, perhaps. Okay, so you know that there's a company who is really betting for your product. Okay, perhaps it's worth to buy that company if you've got the money. So some examples. This is basic data, so we can discuss later if you have some more ideas. Some more basic data, which is quite easy to get from the database, from these tools, just activity, general activity. Probably you've seen similar charts from the LibreOffice guys. I think the talks were yesterday. Similar ones in the main talk in the London rooms downstairs. But anyway, this is just okay. General activity measured in number of commits. Okay. Perhaps if you are interested in betting for OpenStack, this is again OpenStack activity. You should take care of. You should be aware of. Okay, there's an increase in the number of commits, and suddenly there's a decrease. Why? I don't really know. But perhaps this is something that you should take into account when betting or investing your money in a community. Or even more, perhaps if you are just a developer. If you are a developer, perhaps you are not interested in participating here, but in other communities. I don't know. At least, as I mentioned, this is information, useful information, okay? So more data that you can get from here is, okay, the dark orange means the old authors. This is the number of authors, okay, on the y-axis. And the light orange means the number of new authors coming to the community. So it means that you can see somehow how there is a lively community because all of these guys are new authors. So it means that they submitted some changes to the source code management system at some point. And this point in time was his or her first commit during the whole history for this project, okay? More activity, we can also track, for instance, number of issues. So if you go to the backtracking system, these guys are using Launchpad from Canonical. So if you go to the Launchpad, there are some other tools that can retrieve data from Launchpad. This is just a really, really basic chart, which is just number of open bugs, and which is the, oh, sorry, the fixed bugs, which are the dark orange against the reported bugs. Okay, you can see at least from here that there's an increase in the activity, in general activity, but just imagine that, that you can go to a bit more in-depth analysis, like what's the general maintenance of my project, measuring things like the typical time to fix a bug, or perhaps you are interested in knowing who are the fastest companies fixing bugs. So you can match both repositories of information, and they, you can start doing, okay, these companies here are the ones that are really good fixing bugs, because the time to fix a bug is just decreasing, for instance, or perhaps it's increasing. So another question, or some more questions, is that perhaps you are you think, or I think sometimes, that I know the community that I'm working with, but are you sure that you know all of the more than 400 developers in OpenStack? Or do you know that there are more than 30 companies? Let's go for the Linux kernel. You know that there are around 500, more than 500 committers, which means they have the right to submit changes, but there are more than 2,500 authors. Do you know all of the activity from them? Do you know all of the companies playing them? Probably not. So this is a way to retrieve quantitative data, and then you can, okay, play with it as you wish. Okay. So how to retrieve the data? As I mentioned, there are publicly available data sources. So if you go to I don't know, the Linux kernel, they are using Git. OpenStack guys, they are using Git. In it's hosted in GitHub, as far as I remember. Okay, so there are tools that are basically downloading all of the information and storing that in a MySQL database or SQLite or things like this. Okay, I will show you just a couple of them. There are some more. Of course, probably you know some more, so we can discuss this a bit later if you want. So, some examples. Largely use source code management systems like CVS or Subversion, Git, Mercurial, Bazaar. They are, I mean, perhaps we are covering more than 80% of the Floss projects. And also backtracking systems like Bactrila, Gnats, or Jira, or Google, the backtracking system of Google. Okay. Not all of them are open source, but, well, the only one is Google and Jira. I don't know if Jira, well, any case. So, as I mentioned, there are specific tools. If you go to git.libresoft.s to the data mining section, there are some there. I will focus only on CVS Anali, which is a tool to retrieve information from the source code management system, and Bicho, which means bug in English, which is the tool to retrieve information from the backtracking systems. We were really original. In any case, all of the tools there are GPL version 2 or later. Well, you are more than welcome to participate, and we are more than pleased to receive any of your comments, for sure. CVS Anali is the first one. So far, this is working with CVS, Subversion, Git, and partially Bazaar. It's a command line tool. It only works so far in Linux systems. Well, basically all of the previous charts were based, except the bugs, open and fixed, no, reported and fixed, are based on CVS Anali information. So this is basically you retrieve information from the source code management system. I'm a bit liar here, because the company's stuff, you need some qualitative approach. So it means that basically you need to retrieve information per developer, and then per developer you know the company. In some cases this works with the, I don't know, domain of the email. In some other cases it doesn't work, so you need to manually update the database and this stuff, okay? But anyway, So some interesting data, again with the OpenStack case, there are around 62 core developers, 142 they were kind of regular committing to the community, and the last number is a bit bigger as far as I remember, so there's a mistake there. I mean, I mentioned before that there are more than 450 developers, so the last number is much bigger. Well, then you can have some more metrics like just focusing on the source code management system, like the aging of your source code. You know that with Git or Subversion or CVS, you've got things like the annotate or the, I mean, CVS annotate. So this provides information like the who's the owner of this line, when this line was introduced in the source code, and the same for Git. With Git, you can use Git blame. I think it's Git blame, and that information provides information like the owner of the line, the date when that line was introduced, etc. So with this type of information, you are able to say, okay, my 50% of my source code it is older than 1998, perhaps. Who knows? So this is the type of things you are able to do. Also, you can do things like abandoned areas of the source code. Perhaps you are willing to play with some communities, and then after analyzing them, you realize that there are areas that haven't been touched for years, perhaps. So take care with your money, or take care with your time. Perhaps if you are a developer and you are willing to play with some communities, you will choose another one because they are a bit more lively in this case. Also, things like orphaning, which is a bit different. Orphaning would be something like the developer of those lines just left the project. Perhaps that area is not abandoned, but is orphaned. It's a bit different. Okay. So another chart. This is again for the OpenStack community. I didn't mention. This is an example of a bit more complex metric, which is just kind of we can see generations or regenerations of companies. This is also you can do this analysis for developers, which means that there is a typical turnover in companies and also in Flos projects. So if some senior developers will probably leave, some new developers will come to the community or the company. So you can do this analysis also for companies. So in this case, just basically, the big blue here is Rackspace activity. Okay, this is number of commits per company. This is a stacked chart, what means that at some points, what we can see here in this chart is just the total activity and the percentage per company. Okay, so we can see that at some point, Rackspace is doing around a 50%, but in some other cases they are reaching 70-75% of the total activity. But the interesting thing here is that there are companies that at the beginning were playing with this. You can see this green value here, which is Linux2Go. And if you go to the internet, Linux2Go is a small company, it's one guy company. At some point, I don't know if he or she, but he just decided to enter the community, participate, and after a while, he just left the project. Okay, if you are the community manager of this project, perhaps you should be aware of this type of things. And it's also the same with Grid Dynamics. They were around here in 2010, and after a while, they were committing quite a huge percentage of the total activity, and then just decided to leave the project in 2011 around. So there is some generation of companies, okay? And well, I don't have the charts here, but there are new companies coming to this project, for instance. So regarding to Bicho is the tool that retrieves information from the backtracking system. This supports so far Baxilla, the installation of Apache, GNOME, and KDE. Take care when using the tool, because you can be banned. I mean, if you are using I mean, Baxilla is quite heavy, so if you are doing some HTTP petitions, you will get banned really quickly. So probably you need to give some time between request and request. In any case, this works with Baxilla, Launchpad. I think we also gave support for Jira. Sorry. We can play with the data like we did before. So this is just a matter of saying, okay, who are the companies reporting more bugs? Who are the companies fixing more bugs? Who are the companies or the developers fixing the fastest bugs? I don't know. You can probably, your imagination is the limits of this. So this is just a matter of showing you type of things that you can do with these tools. So who could be interested? Probably companies that are interested in knowing how is the adoption of their software. So we can say this for companies like Rackspace, because they've got a free software product, or companies like Liferay or Oracle or things like this, because they want to know things like a basic activity, number of developers, changes provided by the community and not the company, other companies participating in the project, general activity or maintenance process. So some others, perhaps if you are a company or you are working for some guys, perhaps you want to evaluate projects. So this is another way to provide some information here. So perhaps you are interested in knowing, okay, how lively is a community to obtain later some support from them? How good is the responsiveness from the mailing list or the bug tracking system, commenting the bugs, etc. Okay. So perhaps public administrations that own a forge, or perhaps companies owning a forge, because they want to have also quite they want to analyze the adoption of the forge by developers or general users. Or perhaps first steps of everyone to some projects, saying, okay, we want to know the typical structure of the community, perhaps dealing with Flow's development tools. So, just to finish, just to mention that, I already mentioned that I came from the university, Universidad Rey Juan Carlos, and we are now running a spin-off, which is, the name is Vitergia, is that logo there. If you are interested, I can use the hat of researcher, or I can use the hat of company. We can talk later if you are interested in any case. So Librasoft is a research group whose main goals are focused on free software engineering, Android development, and system administration. So this is all. I don't know if you have got some questions, perhaps. Perhaps not. Hello? No, my PhD thesis was focused on the. The idea is something like looking for human-related factors that could be buggy. So it means that I was specifically focused on the time of the day and the experience of developers. The case of study was the Mozilla Foundation. I still have to talk with some Mozillian guys. But the idea is that I discovered that, which is perhaps quite useful. In the case, what I discovered is that the typical time frame of activity after office time, so between 8 p.m. and midnight, are the time frames where people usually introduce more bugs, more buggy changes to the source code. Okay. And regarding to the experience, I didn't discover anything. So the expected result would be something like, more experience, less number of bugs, but I didn't find that. I didn't find any relationship with this. I already used another tool. The name is Blame.me, which stores the differences between each pair of revisions. So this is the way I discovered that someone is introducing errors or not. There are some limitations of the study, but Some more questions? I don't know. Shall I give you? No. Oops.
I have a question on your initial statistics about the number of developers per company, and also the number of bug fixes per. You could, I think, boil it down to a company or to a developer. Isn't it sometimes like a little dangerous to make that assumption? Because it might be that the guys from, I don't know, Cisco, is it one guy who only fixes one bug every 3 months, but he's picking the hard ones? Or could it be that, like in this statistic, that actually HP only has two developers, but they are working full-time on that. Mm. So they have a larger amount of commits per time period or something like that. Mm. So is it dangerous to make some slides for managers to say, hey, we should acquire the Citrix or something?
Mm. Yeah. You're totally right. I mean, this is just information. Information can be used in the wrong way. We just need to read newspapers. I mean, so, yeah, you are totally right. This is just, I mean, as I mentioned, this is basic information. This is just, let's say, that companies should be the ones interested in understanding this type of data. This is just a basic approach to the OpenStack community, right? That's all. Mm. But I totally agree with you with this respect. Some more questions? No? Well, I'll be around till 5 or 6 p.m. I have to take the flight from Tegel. So thank you very much for your attention.